Welcome to a Super Bowl edition and a super show, a super short time with Vin and Dave here this morning on 94.3 The Point. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossin across the desk with you as we get you ready for a fun day of Super Bowl action.
Buddy.
All these hours, you know, every Super Bowl Sunday, right? The game's always around at 6:30, 6:40. But then they have hours of, you know, pregame coverage and, you know, these, I guess, bands or performers that are on at the Super Bowl site performing
just
all day.
Get to the game.
So
it's
a lot
like,
of
a lot of build up
to what's going to ultimately happen in less than 12 hours time.
Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, looking forward to it. Listen,
this
obviously
is going to be a good game. I really truly believe that.
This is, I think, I was reading something early in the week. I think the Kansas City Chiefs have the number one ranked offense going into this. It's been a few years since the number one ranked offense went into it. I forget who it was. It was a few years ago, at least, where technically the number one ranked offense was playing in the Super Bowl.
But that's a different conversation.
No, it was later than that. I want to say the Packers in 2010, but it may have been later than that. In any event, it'll be two really good offenses, good defenses, too. I mean, the 49ers had the number one ranked defense in the NFL. With them, it was they lost all four quarterbacks. Trey Lance went down in week two as number one. Then Jimmy Garoppolo was the quarterback. And then he got hurt middle of the season. Brock Purdy took over. The rookie, literally Mr. Irrelevant, which is the last pick of the NFL draft. And he was looking good, even with the number one defense. And then he got hurt in the second quarter. And I knew right away that that was an elbow injury. It turns out it was a torn UCL. Which is not good, which is the reason that he couldn't throw the ball, because he couldn't feel anything in his hands. You know, that's basically that ligament kind of right by the funny bone. You know, you hit your funny bone and you can't feel anything. That's kind of what it, and then Josh Johnson came in and got a concussion. So they had to put Brock Purdy back in the game, and all he could do was just hand the ball off. Niners couldn't do anything offensively. Not to take anything away from the Eagles' defense, which is, I think it was number two ranked. So, I mean, it was two really good defenses. So if those two teams were at full strength, it wouldn't have been a blowout.
I agree.
It would have been a much closer, lower scoring game. And Hassan Reddick, by the way, the Eagles, who plays for the Eagles defense, is from New Jersey. And they got a lot of good talent on that team. I think this would be really good offense. And you know what? I thought the Bengals would win last week, and a lot of that
I
was predicated on that Mahomes has a high ankle sprain. I don't think he'll be able to move that well.
He was able to move.
You know,
he
was still. You could tell he was still hurting, but he.
But he played through
it. He blew me away. I was like, wow. He looks a lot better than what he thought. And even in talking to Tracy Wolfson after the game, he's like, you know, first off, thank God for getting me through this injury.
Right.
And you know, he looked a lot better. And even Travis Kelce, who 2 days prior hurt his back on the second to last snap of practice. And like, what's he going to be like? And you saw how cold it was in Kansas City last Sunday. It was like, felt like 5 degrees.
Yeah.
So, I mean, imagine, and Kelce, I forget how, Kelce's like our height. So imagine like having back spasms or a back injury.
Terrible.
And then going out and playing in like 19 degree weather. that was just impressive. Like Kelce played, and he had a really good game too.
Yes, he did.
But this will be two powered offenses, some good defense,
good
and the Chiefs have a good defense too.
Right.
And especially a good pass rush there with starting with Frank Clark. They have a lot of rookies playing on that defense, but they're all playing really well. Also, thinking off the top of my head here, a New Jersey native playing for the Chiefs as well, Isaiah Pacheco.
Oh, okay.
The rookie running back drafted 7th round out of Rutgers, but he's from Vineland, so down in South Jersey. So a couple of Jersey ties in there as well.
It.
And a fun fact, this is the first Super Bowl where two brothers are going against each
other. That's right.
Jason Kelce, the center for the Eagles, and Travis Kelce, the tight end for the Chiefs, and arguably the best center in football, Jason Kelce playing for the Chiefs, and the best tight end in football in Travis Kelce. And that's not just for the game. That's just the way it is. I mean,
it is,
Travis Kelce, in my opinion, the best tight end. I think George Kittle for the 49ers is a number two.
Right.
Not necessarily a distant number two, but a number two. And there's a lot of really good tight ends. But, I mean, when you talk about centers across the National Football League.
Top notch.
Jason Kelce is consistent year
Real
in
deal.
And year out. They both have the same kind of personality. If you ever hear him talk post game or something like that, they're like all fired up. I mean, you saw Travis Kelce come into the Patrick Mahomes interview the game last Sunday. He's like, oh, let's go. This is not Burrowhead.
So. Well, I tell you what, it's going to be an exciting game. And, you know, think about for Andy Reid, the coach. He had many, many successful years with the Eagles.
He brought him to a Super Bowl. They lost to the Patriots in 2004. Donovan McNabb threw three picks. What was it? That was Terrell Owens was on the team.
He was injured, but he played.
I want to say Pinkston. Somebody like threw up in the huddle too in the Eagles huddle.
That was McNabb. McNabb threw up in the huddle.
No, there you go. So I mean, things just didn't go well for the Eagles.
Well, it's.
I don't think it was ever Andy Reid's fault. He's shown that over the years he's a brilliant offensive mind, and the Eagles just said, "Oh, it's time to move on." And then meanwhile, a few years ago, Doug Peterson came in second year, won him a Super Bowl, and then a couple years later, like, "You're done." And they built a statue of Doug Peterson and Nick Foles outside the link, and neither of them are there anymore.
Andy, and then also there were three or four NFC championship games with the Eagles? Am I right in saying that?
See, the Eagles went in 1980 and 2004, and they lost in the Super Bowl. They won in 2017 for the first time. They won their first Super Bowl, and then this year would have been their fourth, so now they're in their fourth Super Bowl. They've only won one.
With that being said, though, but Andy Reid was part of a lot of success. Only the one Super Bowl, but a lot of playoff
success. A loaded
success.
Team. McNabb, Brian Westbrook on offense, Terrell Owens, Todd Pinkston. Right. Defense, he had guys like Brian Dawkins, not Hawkins, who was at the game, the championship game last Sunday. Brian Dawkins still looks like he could play.
Right, he does, doesn't he?
He was a beast. Yeah, they had some really good Eagles teams, and they were, and you know this from being a Cowboys fan,
I know.
The Eagles were the last NFC East team to win consecutive titles. I think they won three or four in a row, but ever since they did that in 04, not one NFC East team,
haven't.
Eagles,
You're right.
Giants, Cowboys,
You're right.
or Washington, if they've won the division, they haven't been able to do it the next year, even if they ended up making the playoffs.
You're right.
The Giants, the 2 years they won the Super Bowl in recent memory, they went in as a wild card.
Right.
And they won the division the second time around. But no matter who has won that division, they haven't been able to repeat. It's the only division in football that has this long of a run.
That's correct.
Where no NFC East team has been able to win the division in back-to-back years.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully that changes. I know we're both hoping for a change in that next year because, you know, as Giants and Eagles, as Giants
Eagles
and Cowboys fans, we're not rooting for Philly to win the division next year.
For Andy Reid, this is a big deal.
I like Andy Reid.
He's a great guy,
offensive mind.
Yes.
He's the kind of guy you want to root for.
Yeah, and especially in this situation where he's going against his old team. You know, all the success they had, you know, now look at the success he has now. And it's like, you know what? I have no problem with the Chiefs in this one picking up the victory. I'd love Andy Reid to get that.
And if it weren't the Eagles, I wouldn't mind rooting for this team. They're a fun team to watch. They're a skillful team. The only reason you don't root for the Eagles is, you know, I'm a Giants fan and you're a Cowboys fan. Eagles are a big-time rival. I mean, unless you're the Empire State Building, then apparently we're rooting for the Eagles. But they're a good team. And, you know, even with Doug Peterson when he was running, he was a guy you want to root for.
Right.
Jalen Hurts, you know, replaced at the University of Alabama by Tua Tagovailoa, and then he ended up transferring to Oklahoma, had a really good senior season with them, getting drafted. So he kind of got overlooked
a lot.
So he's had to overcome a lot where people are just undervaluing him, overlooking his talent and abilities. Right now, he's one of the best quarterbacks in football.
Yes, he is.
He could run. He could throw. Hopefully, you know, the extra rest will finish healing up his shoulder. They got a good run game. They have outstanding receivers, a good offensive line, a scary defensive line, and a pass rush. And some good guys in the secondary, like Darius Slay. So I think this will be a evenly matched game. I mean, two really good offenses. I love Patrick Mahomes. They got a really good offensive thing going. Andy Reid is a terrific play caller, like I said. They got some skill on defense where they can make things happen. And even if I, you know, wasn't a Giants fan. Listen, I am rooting for the Chiefs, you know, just in part because of the Giants, but also because they're an organization I love to watch.
Yeah,
I don't mind them winning Super Bowls if the Giants aren't in it. The Eagles are a fun team to root for as well, but I think this game goes to the Chiefs.
I do too.
I
agree.
And not to say the Eagles can't win it. I think it'll be a high scoring game that'll come down to late in the fourth quarter. But I just like the experience more coming from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I think Mahomes has more that he could do, more weapons. We'll see, and hopefully that extra time
will help him.
I mean, even after this, he's going to need more time for that ankle to fully heal. But hopefully, you know, a couple weeks of treatment and a little bit of rest will help. I just kind of like what the Chiefs got going there. I mean, they showed defensively they were able to get to Burrow in the backfield. And
yes,
the Bengals, their offensive line isn't great. It's a lot better than it was last year when they got to the Super Bowl. But the Chiefs were able to penetrate that line and get to Burrow. Burrow had no time to throw.
No, he didn't. You're right.
So it's going to be a fun game to watch, too. I think the Chiefs will win.
Chiefs win.
My guess, you know, something like a 38-35 kind of score,
okay,
something like that.
It's going to be a fun game
is what I would predict.
And I agree with you. I do think the Chiefs will win this one.
I wouldn't be surprised if that went flip script, though, to the Eagles, because they have
could
a scary offense.
It could easily.
And they could easily win by 10.
Well, the nice thing about this game, just being a football fan, it's going to be exciting. It's not going to be one of these, oh, I know this team is going to run away with it. No, that's not the case. No, I believe the Chiefs will win, but to your point, Eagles could as well. I mean, it's wide open.
It's a great game. And I know there's, listen, Super Bowl becomes an event, especially when you're having like a party or a get together or something like that.
Oh, it's fun time.
Or some people are like, oh, hey, I'm just in it for the food and the commercials and the halftime.
The Super Bowl. I feel like
I'm the opposite, though. I watch the Super Bowl for the game, and during commercials is when I go to get more food or go to the bathroom or anything like that. You know, I feel like commercials have just not been as good the last few years either. Even when I have been in there sitting, like Super Bowl commercials, when they probably even as recently as 5 years ago, they're good to me when they're funny. They make you think. They're laugh.
Right.
You know, there's, you know, athletes in there, different kinds of actors in there doing funny stuff. So even the simple stuff makes it fun. But some of the commercials they've been rolling out the last few years are just not funny. I'm sitting there, what's going on here?
Especially if you're having a party or at some place to hear the commercial. Because, you know, people are talking, getting food. Usually it's like not until after we really take it in.
There's a lot of hype.
There is a lot of hype. And consider what these companies pay for these commercials. I mean, we're talking a few bucks. So this is a big deal, a big stage. You know, they have the audience there to put it out there. But usually I would say with the Super Bowl commercials, there's one to two that are like, wow, that's good. And then the rest are whatever. Then, of course, you have the halftime show. That's a big deal for the music end of it. It's a big event all the way around.
Right. And yeah, for the most part, I'll watch the halftime show. I like Rihanna, so I think she'll put on a really good show. I think she's a great performer.
She is.
And everything. She's got a ton of great music that I like over the years.
A lot of hits.
So I think the halftime will be good. I know Chris Stapleton, I believe, is singing the national anthem, the country singer.
Nice.
So that should be good and everything. So it should be a good, great game. That's what I'm looking forward to the most. There's like a family friend of ours that's throwing a party tonight that we're going to go to. So a bunch of people, a lot of food, a lot of football, a lot of fun. So, I mean, that's a good way to go.
Well,
go spend the game
today.
What I'm looking
forward to is our interview today. A lot of talk about some good treats and good things to get for the Super Bowl.
So, you know, sometimes game days, you know, you go off script. It doesn't have to be like a traditional sit down kind of meal, right?
No, you should stand, put it on your plate.
Right.
And watch
Maybe
the
it's
game
like and, a bunch of just, you know, you roll out a bunch of trays of appetizers and wings and stuff like that. Or maybe you do put out the ribs or steak or burgers or something like that. Grill it a little
Nobody's
bit.
Nobody's sitting down and it's you know,
constantly
get it
going
as you
to get
want
food.
It.
You know,
it's
you
constantly
feel like
there. Yep, you're right.
The typical stuff like, you know, chips and dip and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But let us know what you're doing. ShortTime@townsquaremedia.com. So whatever you're cooking meal-wise, or maybe it's like an all-day eating thing and, you know, making sure you got plenty of beer. And, of course, drink responsibly. Do not drive if you plan on drinking today. Have somebody else do that. You know, be the designated driver. Be responsible. Have fun, but be responsible. Whether you're cooking lots of food or you're trying to figure out what to get, or maybe you're going to a party.
There you go.
You're like, you know what? I got to pick up a dessert or something like that. One place you could do that, of course. Plenty in Ocean of Monmouth County, but one place you could do that is JG Desserts in the Silverton section of Toms River. They always got lots of good eats. And not only can you get stuff for Super Bowl Sunday today, but time is ticking. Valentine's Day is 2 days away, so we got to get good treats. Gina Racanello and Jamie LaPinta from JG Desserts in Toms River are waiting outside the door, and they're going to talk to us about some of the treats they have going on there. More Short Time of Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hello, this is Chef David Burke on Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. And if you could see us, you'd know the three of us have perfect faces for radio.
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. SIPC.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossen with you. Super Bowl Sunday, lots of great things. Naturally, we're rooting for the Chiefs because the Giants are out of it and the Cowboys are out of it, thankfully.
Don't listen to him.
But you know who is here? Gina Racanello and Jamie LaPinta of JG Desserts in the Silverton section of Tom's River. We had them on a few months ago as they were kind of getting things going in that spot taking over Pondrelli's Bakery, and now they've got their own thing going. New sign, new painting.
Thanks for coming in.
Closed down, painted, nice blue color, and I love it. So welcome on back.
Thank you.
Lots of updates.
Yeah.
Excited to hear about them.
And as a result of the NFL adding that extra game last season, it put the Super Bowl around Valentine's Day, and it's like that again this year. So
that's right.
Today's Super Bowl Sunday. Tuesday is Valentine's Day, so everybody out there, you got a little bit more time. Get out those favorite Valentine's Day treats and everything as well. So this is supposed to be a busy time for you with the people getting stuff together for Super Bowl parties and for Valentine's Day. Gina and Jamie, so...
The double whammy this week, but we're ready. We have a lot of fun things in store and order ahead.
Yep.
There you go. So I'm sure people coming in at a frenzy or putting in orders and everything. So what are some of the Super Bowl type of snacks or desserts that people have been coming looking for? Anything that you're putting out there today?
Yeah, so Super Bowl will have today we'll have lots of stuffed breads on hand. We'll have Super Bowl cakes, some football shaped cakes in store, as well as lots of football brownies, cupcakes, pastries.
Anything you have in mind, we have in store.
Yeah, lots of cookies.
Wide variety.
Yes.
The breads always look good, though. Was it the pizza
We have
bread?
Buffalo chicken stuffed bread, pepperoni cheese, chicken
Perfect.
Parm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great appetizers during the game.
Absolutely. It's not just the sweet part of the desserts. It's the other things you could have over the course of the way as well.
It's perfect for the Super Bowl.
Yes. So we also carry Italian bread as well. So if you do need a loaf of Italian bread for the game, we have that in store, too.
Absolutely. Bring us some bread, make some garlic bread or something like that.
Yeah.
So there you go. Your one-stop shop for all kinds of things is JG Desserts there in Silverton and everything. So do you get a lot of orders for that, or just kind of like people putting in their stuff over the last couple weeks or so with what they are looking for, either Super Bowl or Valentine's Day coming up?
Yeah, the orders have been coming in, and then, of course, there's the last-minute people that we have stuff in store ready to go. So if you forget, we're ready for you.
Yes,
for either
worry.
Occasion. So we Dave and I were talking about different things that we like putting in omelets or anything else. So, I mean, you've come up with some creative ways with the bread or other desserts that the two of you have come up with over time, and I love the creativity. It's kind of like stuff you don't necessarily see somewhere else. How do you put the ideas into reality, whether it's breads or different cakes or cookies or desserts with, not just what goes in it, but how you design it?
Yeah, I mean, we like to keep things fresh and modern. I think that's kind of our style, and we're always on the same page as each other.
Yes.
So it kind of comes easy to us of creating the style that we're looking for.
Yeah, for instance, the stuffed bread, before we took over Pondrelli's, they were always making the chicken parm, pepperoni and cheese, and then Gina and I, we both love buffalo chicken, so let's put that in a stuffed bread. Who wouldn't love that?
Right.
So that's how we kind of came up with that one, and People love the buffalo chicken. Yeah. Every time we make it, we have to have a piece for lunch, too.
Yeah. Got a sample.
We're always snacking.
Oh, of course.
Quality control.
Exactly.
Just gotta, you know, make sure it came out right.
Exactly. Someone's got to do it.
Take one for the team, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I mean, I'll be happy to volunteer my services as a taste tester anytime.
Good
Dave,
to
know. You in?
Oh, done. We should have done the show in your bakery.
Yeah. Next time.
Oh, here we are trying out the buffalo chicken bread and moving our way over here, just trying it out, giving a sample for all the people to go there and check out as well.
Exactly.
Is that a lot of bread to either, I guess, go out and make and everything with the different types of foods or ingredients that you like to put inside of them? Like with how long does it take to kind of bake that kind of thing?
So the stuffed bread is an all-day process because you have to let the dough rise, and then you have to stuff it, and then let it rise again, and then bake it, and then let it cool.
How long does that take?
It takes quite some time.
Hours and hours.
Yeah, pretty much the whole day. Yeah, we start it in the morning and end up finishing it towards the end of the day.
Yep. Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a lot of yeast.
Yes. Yeah.
Let that yeast rise. it's great stuff. And then lots of great desserts and everything as well. So any special Valentine's Day, I guess, cakes or chocolate strawberries or anything along those lines that you're putting out there the next couple days?
Yeah, Valentine's Day, we'll have a wide variety. We're going to do some donut bouquets. We have breakable chocolate hearts that have little surprises.
Donut bouquet, I like that. Yeah. Wow.
Yes, yes.
That one does have to be pre-ordered. We will also have breakable chocolate hearts that have little surprises on the inside, cookies.
For those who are suffering through a broken heart at Valentine's Day.
Yes. The only hearts you should be breaking.
That's it. I was wondering because I saw that post recently. You said it, Jamie.
So you said breakaway. Like what's you said? A surprise inside.
Yeah.
Like, give us an example.
It's a hollow chocolate heart. We could do white, milk, or dark chocolate.
Okay.
And then you get a little mallet with it. You break it open, and then you either have cookies on the inside, candies, chocolate covered strawberries,
Oreos.
A lot
of options.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that.
It's a fun activity.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's very creative too.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Break those hearts. The only hearts. That's the only rule.
Exactly.
Don't be breaking people's hearts this Tuesday. Just break the chocolate ones. And then with what's involved with the donut bouquet? Is that just kind of like a bunch of, I guess, donuts in the shape of flowers or something?
It'll be ring donuts, just like a typical ring donut, Valentine's Day theme, and we'll just arrange it to be like a flower bouquet, but you can eat it.
Exactly.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
It's like you'd almost feel bad like eating it because it looks so good.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like I should take a picture of this. And
after one bite, though, you don't feel so bad.
Yeah.
I'll take the sacrifice.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
So what do people need to know about putting in Valentine's Day orders or anything else or calling up the shop to make sure that if they see something they like that you've posted or they've driven by the shop or have gone there, you're like, you know what, I want to go back there and order that. What do they kind of need to know? What's the last day or time to order stuff or anything?
I would say today, Super Bowl Sunday, try and get those orders in. Like I said, we will have stuff in store, but if you want a specific thing you had in mind, definitely best to order ahead. And you
there
can
you
call
go.
Or stop in, message us on Facebook, Instagram, email. We respond very quickly.
Yeah.
And if somebody wanted to just see what you have, I guess go to your website, would list different options.
Exactly.
And, okay.
Yep. Yeah, you could go to our Facebook page, our Instagram JG_desserts. That's our Instagram.
Okay.
And you can find us on Facebook. We're JG Desserts on Facebook.
We are also on Google.
Yes.
You can take a look there.
Yes,
leave us
are.
Reviews if you like what you had.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay.
There you go. And lots of great pictures, too, that they post.
Yes. We're always posting our updates and, you know, things we new and exciting things we offer in store.
And sort of like the how you make things or videos on TikTok Instagram and everything.
Yeah. Oh,
kind of
yes.
like
we
the time-lapsed version.
It's not our specialty just yet. We're trying to learn the edits and whatnot of videos, but we're trying.
are we all? And I'm still learning the TikTok game myself.
Yes.
Do you get a lot of customers or repeat people who come in and say, hey, maybe do this or that, or give you different ideas on different things to put out there?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, we always appreciate recommendations. So people are always recommending things they'd like to see in store, and you know, different things that they think would be really well. You know, we always welcome that.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you built up a customer
base. People appreciate that. They really do. Yeah. They feel like they're part of something they suggested, and then next thing you know,
they
it's
see
available.
It. Yep.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow, look what they did. I got to go try it out now. So lots of updates since the two of you were last on here, Gina and Jamie. It was back in August and everything. So
yep.
You've painted
yep.
it, put it together, the sign outside and everything. So what was the whole, I guess, updating part of it, like, you know, the painting, the kind of rearranging things to where they are now, where you were looking?
Those were long days and
yes.
nights. having our vision come to life was unexplainable, but it was exhausting and worth mm-hmm. it. You know, we had a good time painting and rearranging everything.
Yeah, we had lots of help.
Fun.
Our
yeah.
friends,
that's
family,
great.
Everyone
mm-hmm.
was on board. We closed for a weekend. We did, like, curbside pickup orders, things like that. So we did stay open, but we did close for the weekend to renovate everything, and, yeah.
A lot of customers appreciated the updates, the brightness in there, you know.
Yeah.
It's a nice color blue.
Yes.
Was that something that took a lot of negotiating with what color you wanted to paint it?
We both loved the color blue,
okay.
so
yeah.
we were like, this is
yeah,
a happy
we knew.
Color, you know?
Yep.
So.
Happy color, calming, bright.
Yes.
Exactly. Go
sure.
in there,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. You go in there, grab some desserts, and you feel like, yeah, this is going to be a good day.
Yeah. Right. And we're by the shore, so blue just felt appropriate.
Check
right.
exactly.
Ocean.
Yep. I love it.
Ocean, right? And yeah, the nice big sign outside, and of course on the window, treat yourself.
Oh, yes, treat yourself.
Yes. I can't miss it.
I love that. That was it's a fun little twist put on there. You know, it sticks out. You know, you see the JG desserts up top there, and then on the window, treat yourself.
You have to do it.
Kind of
yep.
like feeling the vibes of
life
people
is too
today.
Short. You have
exactly.
to treat yourself.
Exactly. Yes. That's
and then
motto,
treat
there.
Yourself again. So what have you come up with anything? New ideas, new things that you've added to the fold lately that you're pretty stoked about?
Yeah, I mean, so every holiday we've been offering different treat boxes. So it's a box filled with different things like chocolate-covered pretzels, Oreos, cookies, things like that. That are
pretzels.
Yeah, that are all according to the holiday. So those have been really fun.
And very popular.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then also in store, we try and come up with like a new cupcake flavor every now and then. Right
there
now,
you go.
We have snickerdoodle cheesecake.
Yes.
Oh,
well, you're not fooling around.
Oh,
yeah,
right. There we go.
One.
Yep. And chocolate mint, chocolate mm-hmm. peanut butter.
Wow.
You know, just try and keep it fresh in there.
Yeah.
Sky's the limit.
Yes.
That's
you think it, they do it. Gina, Jamie, more sweet talk to discuss as we all treat ourselves here on Sunday morning. Can you hang around? Got to head to a quick break.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes,
all right. More short time with Vin and Dave and Gina and Jamie from JG Desserts in Toms River. Go treat yourself. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Borough High School alum. And you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shoreline Wealth Management with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Welcome back to Shore Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Cross, and with you here on Super Bowl Sunday morning. We're having a little sweet talk, also the name of a killer song from one of their albums back in the day. It was a good one. Also good live when they sang it at the Royal Albert Hall. But we're talking the sweets that you can eat.
Oh, yeah.
And we got a couple ladies here that know all about that. JG Desserts, Gina Reconella, Jamie LaPinta, discussing some of their great sweet desserts and also some of the savory breads. So for all of you out there on Super Bowl Sunday, a little buffalo wing bread and so much more. So all the good stuff, all the good feels, you know, some you hear the comfort food, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you go there, you feel good about yourself.
Problem solved, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you come, all sorts of creations inside the minds of Gina and Jamie here. So giving back, I know you two graduated from Votech School a few years back and everything, but there's a special event coming up where you could help give back a little bit more.
I love this.
Coming
this
up in about a month's time. Chef's Night Out.
Yes,
Gina,
Chef's
Jamie,
Night Out.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's a great event. We're two alumni from vocational school, so we love participating in this event. It's March 6th this year.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for vocational school for scholarships and whatnot, mm-hmm. so we definitely appreciate it.
Yep, lots of great food, great prizes, bunch of restaurants come. It's a really good time.
Yeah, you can buy tickets ahead of time or at the door. They are cheaper ahead of time, so
there you go.
Yeah.
How would somebody get a ticket?
Incentive.
Ahead of time?
If you go to the vocational school website, you can purchase tickets right on there.
Okay, mm-hmm. great.
There you go. What does it mean to be able to take part in that kind of event? You know, knowing that you were there at one point in the Votech school, kind of learning your craft and, you know, learning everything there was to be in cooking and baking and everything like that, and to, you know, to dream of one day having your own bakery.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to give back to the community and give back to the school that we both went to. And, you know, it's great to see, like, all of our old chefs there and our old teachers and kind of catch up, and then knowing that we are raising money for kids that, you know, we once had, or we, you know, we had this dream and passion, you know, these kids do the same thing right now. So it's great to give back and support them this way.
It's a great feeling. Yeah. Yeah. Especially when our chefs look at us and say, we're proud of you.
Yes.
Yeah, you made it.
Yeah. There you go.
Feels good.
You know, we're like a nice example for the kids. So it's great. It's a great feeling.
How long have you known that this was the direction you wanted to go?
So me and Jamie met, I think, like 10 years ago or something. And we kind of shook hands and said, by the age of 30, we're going to own a bakery.
Yep.
And it happened. I turned 30 next month, and it happened just
there
in
you
time.
Go.
Exactly.
We made it.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's a long time coming.
Years, yeah.
We should be very proud of yourselves because, I mean, so many people put something out like, you know, this big goal, this big dream, and you actually did it.
Yes.
Now
Thank you so much.
Now you're giving back.
Yeah. Yes. It's a good feeling.
Yes.
Great feeling, really.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, to dream like that and to make it become a reality and to have fun going to work every day, making all different kinds of treats.
It's, working with your best friends.
It is the best.
It's great.
The amount of people that, you know, come in and they say, like, wow, you're always smiling. You know, you both are always so happy. You know, we're working with each other. We're working with our best friend. And it's just so much fun every day.
You have fun, like, ever, like, in while you're baking something, like, you know, throwing around different ingredients around the kitchen or something like that.
All the time. I say, Jamie, catch. And she catches it in her mouth.
Nice.
Then just go right back to work. Yeah. That's it. Like,
and fun's over.
I have to ask, was there any time that somebody made a suggestion or you thought of something, oh, this would be an amazing dessert or whatever, and you're like, the combination didn't work for whatever reason.
That may not go well.
Yeah, sometimes that does happen. You know, we try to figure, if it doesn't work out, we try to go about it a different way to do make those flavors work. And if it really doesn't work out, then, you know, that's scratch that idea and move on to the next.
There you go. Or flesh it out into something else. You're like, you know what? You're onto something. Not that combination, but. What would your advice be, going back to the Votech question, to, you know, any high school students or anybody in Votech school looking to go into a career in culinary arts, whether it's becoming a chef or, you know, having a bakery their own one day, you know, with everything that you've learned over the years, what would you give back, or what would you tell yourselves, you know, if you could go back in time?
I feel like the best advice would just be to don't give up. There's a lot of hard days in this field, of long hours on your feet, and you just feel like it's never going to end, but it's worth it in the long run, you know. Follow your dreams and you'll make it.
Yes.
You'll get there.
It's hard work, but it's definitely worth it.
Very hard work.
Yeah, and, you know, just get out there, start working in a kitchen, work in a bakery, you know, get that experience for yourself.
Hands-on is the best experience.
That's where you'll learn everything that you need to know, you know. And, you know, we'll always take on interns, too. So
there you go.
Come visit us at JG.
Extend the JG family there.
Yes, we love to teach
people. We're fun to work with.
Yeah.
That makes it worth it. A fun environment where you can learn and grow and have good food.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. What's better than that?
Do you ever like mess around with ideas where you're trying to, you're like, you want to try a combination, you're not sure if it'll work, either messing around in the kitchen at the bakery or at your own home, you're like, let me see if I can try this out, this kind of bread or this kind of cake or cupcake or anything like that, where you're like, let me try mixing different ingredients or different combinations to see if it actually tastes good?
Yeah, we do that. We do that pretty much every day, you know, just try to come up with different combinations. See what tastes good. I mean, even with the stuffed bread, when we're making our stuffed bread, we'll try out different combinations just to see how it tastes. And then if it's great, then we'll make it for the store. If not, then we'll just
snack on ourselves.
Yeah, might as well eat it.
Yep. Can't let it go to waste.
That's right.
There you go. And do you ever come up with, or how do you come up, I guess, with different holiday type of themes? You know, we're Super Bowl Sunday today, Valentine's Day on Tuesday, and then coming up with as different holidays, do you sort of look ahead and develop certain ideas about how to stay themed? You know, St. Patrick's Day, I guess, would be next, or Easter, or 4th of July, and kind of come up with creative ways to kind of stay with it and give people ideas like, you know, that looks good.
Yeah, I mean, our minds are never at rest. We're constantly thinking of the next holiday. You know, Christmas just ended, and then we were right away thinking about Valentine's Day. And, you know, the sooner that you post about it, the better, because then people can get their orders in, see what we have to offer. So we're constantly just thinking and seeing what we can do to spice it up.
Yep.
There you go. I mean, maybe we, you know, it would be a good idea, Dave, is to have like a bake-off or something like that.
A bake-off. Wow. Okay.
Put a spot like, you know, Chef's Night Out coming up, but, you know, have a bake-off, you know, best treats out there.
Well, Vin has talents baking.
Oh, really? Okay. Awesome.
I dabble. Yeah, no, I like, you know, coming up with creative ideas and stuff like that in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. A little cheesecake every once in a while, some cookies, you know, a little banana bread, you know, when they're just ripe.
Yep.
Comes up with good, you know, sometimes just kind of in the mood to bake a little treat every once in a while.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not necessarily on like the level that where it's like, you know, I don't think I could compete or be on that like bake top bake level. I mean, you guys are
sure
a better shot. Comes out tasting good, you know, sometimes it comes out a little dysfunctional. Always mess up with the gingerbreads, though.
Aww.
It's coming up too thin, too thick. Sometimes the gingerbread people are missing limbs.
Yep.
Like, oh, okay, this gingerbread is missing an arm. I guess a little extra icing there and try to put it back together again. Yeah. It's fun. You know, it's a good way to, you know, get creative.
Yeah.
And sometimes figure out what combinations kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they don't. But at least you tried and you got to eat it anyway. So, what are some things about the bakery that you'd like to further get out there to people around Toms River, Ocean County? Things that you like to do, different events, different baked goods that you like to put out there, or things about yourself. So you're like, you know what? Gina and Jamie are a couple cool people. I want to go in there.
We try. I don't know. I mean, we, like I said, we like to keep it fresh in there, and we're always open to new ideas, and, you know, we try and keep up with all the trends. So.
Yeah, coming up with, like, different cake designs in the store, you know, some
would you say
new
that's
fun
the biggest challenge is constantly coming up with different ideas and, I guess, against your competition?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, we try to stay, you know,
one step ahead.
But
sure.
Know, running a business, and it's tricky work, but we have fun doing it, and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about your hours? Somebody wants to go see you and say, hey, I'm in.
Smart hours, by the way. They're open later.
We are open 7 days a week. Monday, we are open 10 a.m. to 6:30. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we are open 8 a.m. to 6:30. Friday and Saturday, we are open 8 a.m. to 7:30. And Sunday, we are open 8 a.m. to 5.
It's a long day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Impressive. And that's nice to have those options. A lot of places wouldn't be open that late.
Right, mm-hmm. especially deep into the afternoon or early evening. I mean, you think of some, whether it's like a dessert you want or something else, you're like, hey, they're open. Let me go in.
Yeah. You're going to a friend's house.
Right. Yeah, it's all of a sudden you need that last second dessert or something.
Yeah, go out to dinner and then come stop by the bakery for some dessert.
There it is. Yeah, I like it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's a smart way to go.
No, it is very smart.
Yeah. You know, right over there next to Johnny G's in Silverton towards McDonald's is kind of where JG Desserts are located there in Silverton and everything. Do you ever have come up with different ideas that you feel would be good on paper, but you've tried out and things don't work out as well as the original idea while you're trying to come up with different ideas for fresh baked goods?
Or was it just that one thing? You're like, ooh, I will never do that again.
Yeah.
Or what are some of the challenges?
Yeah, nothing just yet. I mean, I'm sure it's bound to happen.
Yeah.
But
something that you know is challenging, but you know it's something you're good at, like a cake or something like that, you know could provide some challenges, but you mm-hmm. know how to get through it.
Yeah, so I mean, we find sometimes we'll run into challenges with like different, like let's say fondant decorations on a cake, but we always figure out a way to make it work. You know, that's when things get a little more challenging, like making pieces stay on a cake, things like that.
Especially in a hot bakery.
Yes, yeah. It gets hot back there. So
in the summer, things just melt off at times.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we were working on things in the fridge in the summer.
Do you have to have like the fridge or anything, like a certain temperature just to try and, or in a part of the bakery to keep things cool so that it has time to do what it's got to do?
Yeah.
Coming into our new kitchen when we first opened, it was tricky learning which refrigerators won't melt our fondant
Yeah,
that sounds weird, melting fondant, but it's a thing.
Yes.
Okay. We learned the hard way.
Yeah, what would work best, you know, where we should work on something, like if it's hotter in one room, if it's cooler in another room, you know, something like that.
There you go. Last question for you both. Do you have, I don't want to single it out to one thing, but do you have a favorite thing that you like to bake the most? Like at any point of the year?
Yes. I personally love creating cinnamon bun flavors and different ones and new ones.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing to do in there.
Yeah, that's fun. I love the stuffed bread. I love making the stuffed bread.
So if you like the buffalo chicken stuffed bread, you'll thank Jamie for that. And anything cinnamon bun related, Gina's the wizard.
Yes, she is.
Now, thank you both for coming in and sharing all your culinary insight from
Deep
Within JG Desserts.
Love it. We love coming here.
Yeah.
There you go. Head over to JG Desserts in the Silverton section of Tom's River. Go over there today, get your Super Bowl snacks and grub, and don't forget Valentine's Day on Tuesday as well. And then every other day after that, go over there for something sweet to eat and treat yourself.
Yes, treat yourself.
Gina, Jamie, thanks again.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Head over to JG Desserts anytime right there in Silverton. More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is comedian Big D Potato. How long had I wait for you to tune in to Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point?
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you are more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information. shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is high performance executive coach Dana Cavalia and former director of strength and conditioning for the New York Yankees. And you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. It's always great to hang with champions, and these two guys are champions.
Welcome back to Shore Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossin with you as we put a bow on another show. Show number 54 and a Super Bowl edition of Short Time with Vin and Dave. Gina Racanello, Jamie LaPinta from JG Desserts in Tom's River just joined us. And if you need to go, if you're going to a party, or even if you're hosting a party, you're like, you know what? Need to go get some of that buffalo chicken bread.
Oh, that's awesome.
Some stuff, appetizer rounds, or you're looking for, and bring a dessert to somewhere, yeah, or have a dessert. You know, you're cooking all these other things. You don't really have time
to
make the dessert, or you're like, you know what? I'm doing all this. It's like, I need a break. JG Desserts in Tom's River is a good place to go today to get your desserts, or pick something up for Valentine's Day as well.
And
they
have
got
great
good stuff.
Hours, you know, hey, you know.
Yeah,
even if you're not going today, during the week, whenever.
Right, into the afternoon, sometimes the early evening,
yes,
throughout the course of a week, and they're open 7 days a week, so go check them out. They got a lot of great cookies and cakes and all kinds of goodies, too. I mean, you check out their pictures they post on social media and everything, and they're like, oh, wow. It looks really good.
Trying new things. I like that.
I love the creativity, too. It's not like, I mean, they have the traditional stuff, but you know what? Like, we're going to try this out.
Right. And a lot of times they said that customers
it's
will
kinda
say,
like the,
they
homemade
like this
stuff
or that
you get at home, right?
New.
Where you're kind of messing around in the kitchen at home. You're like, oh, wow, this
that
is pretty
worked.
Good.
Or that didn't work.
Yeah.
Whatever
and
the situation
Gina
is.
And Jamie have done a great job over there at JG Desserts in Tom's River. So go over there and check them out. If it, you know, it's not today, go over there tomorrow or the next day or whenever you need a dessert. You're like, you need a little quickie dessert. Like, there you go. Or maybe you're just kind
of
hungry. You have a little sweet tooth one day. Go there after work or before work. You know, whatever your schedule is like that day. Super Bowl Sunday today. Chiefs and Eagles.
Enjoy.
Kicking off around 6:30 or so, yeah, depending on, you know, after they do the national anthem and everything else, and the introduction to teams and players and so forth. Should be a really good game tonight in Glendale, Arizona, which is the site of where the Giants upset the Patriots in February of 2008. That undefeated team, so special place for New York Giants fans in their history. Maybe something special will happen tonight. Two high-powered offenses. Should be a really fun game to watch. Watch, right? Two really good offenses come in and, you know, you get a low-scoring game. It's like a 17-10 or something like that. A couple of good defenses as well. I think it'll be a high-powered offensive game. You know, I've thought about this back and forth over the last couple of weeks, like who I think is going to win. Both teams are trying to deal with players who have injuries and stuff like that. But I like the Chiefs. I like the experience of Andy Reid making the play calls, especially when the game is tight. No, and it's Nick Sirianni is a great play caller and coach for the Philadelphia Eagles. And he'll bring it, you know, with the Eagles offense tonight. But I like Reid. I like Mahomes. I like the thing they have going on. Listen, Tyreek Hill left or wanted to leave, and they went to Miami, but they signed a couple other receivers. They added a receiver during the season. So they got a lot of different weapons to get out there. They've established some good things with the run game. I think the Chiefs win.
Okay, I agree with
my
you.
My rough score estimate is like 38-35. And
high scoring.
Mahomes guts it out and gets the MVP. That's my prediction.
Is. Okay. We'll find out next week if you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm rooting for them anyway. But, yeah, listen, I don't mind either team winning. If either team wins, I'm not
going to
lose sleep over it overnight. If the Eagles win, you know, it's great.
So be it,
you know, congrats. You know, I love loyalty to a fan base and everything. If you're an Eagles fan, wish you the best of luck. Hopefully they, you know, put up good stuff. Listen, I think in any game, especially Super Bowl, you put your best out there.
Correct.
You put it all out there on the field, leave nothing behind. You have nothing to regret.
Nothing.
Yeah, it definitely
it, this far.
It
yeah.
stinks. Whoever loses tonight, it's you know it's
but
not going to feel
far.
Great.
No, I know. Right.
But you know, really good season. You can look forward to next year, and we'll see what happens. Chiefs, I think winning tonight would help cement a dynasty.
Yeah.
You know, after they won a couple years back. So enjoy the Super Bowl today. Whatever you're doing, hanging home, going out to a party or event, enjoy the game. Enjoy all the food and the family and the friends. However you're spending Super Bowl Sunday, enjoy it. We got another great show, Short Time of Vin and Dave, next Sunday right here on 94.3 The Point. Have a great Super Bowl Sunday, a great week ahead, Dave.
Stay well, enjoy.
We'll talk to you all next Sunday, 94.3 The Point, 7 to 8 a.m. with Short Time of Vin and Dave.
Good, thanks.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce-Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Borough High School alum, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.